organization is labeled responsible. But when you look at the list of candidates, one resides in that region. So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you,
I think we're acting in a prudent way by talking to those governments in the region. We're looking at those terrorist organizations who have the kind of capacity necessary to conduct exactly this sort of work. We haven't yet publicly identified the organization that's responsible for what you want to do.
So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you, I think we're acting prudently by talking to those governments in the region. We're looking at those terrorist organizations who have the kind of capacity that would be necessary to conduct the attack that we saw in the 11th. We haven't yet publicly identified the organization we believe was responsible.
But when you look at the list of candidates,
One resides in that region. So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you, I think we're acting prudently by talking to those governments in the region. I have a message for our military. Be ready. I call the armed forces to alert. And there is a reason.
Yeah, I was coming when America will act.
And you will make us proud.
Yeah.
Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever. And I will carry this.
Then they will know. Then we will be a country.
forward to the opportunity.
United States of America.
To explaining to the American
fire the largest booster in the history of the world in the space for the first time, giving us the lead. Fire the largest halo in the space, giving us the lead. We'll be the largest halo bill.
People choose America. A lot of our citizens have got a lot of questions about what is taking place on September the 11th and subsequent to that. And I owe it to the country to give an explanation. And I want to thank the Congress for giving me a chance. I can't think of a better place than to talk about freedom and the battle to maintain freedom in one of the greatest halls of freedom. And that is in the United States Congress. So thank you for the invitation. I accept wholeheartedly. And I will see you all tomorrow night. Tonight, we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom.
Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice, or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging the struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
Whether we bring our enemies to justice,
or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging the struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
Freedom and one of the greatest halls of freedom, and that is in the United States Congress. So thank you for the invitation. I accept wholeheartedly, and I will see you all tomorrow night. Justice will be done. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it.
I will not yield. I will not rest.
I will not rest. I will not rest. I will not rest.
The course of this conflict is not known.
The course of this conflict is not
yet
known.
Yet its outcome is certain. Yet its outcome
freedom is certain.
And fear.
Freedom.
Justice and cruelty.
And fear.
Have always been at
justice
war.
Justice and cruelty.
And we know that God
is not
have
neutral always been at
between
war.
Them.
And we know that God is not neutral between them.
This will not be an age of terror. This will be an age of liberty here and across the world. But I can assure the American people, I am determined. I'm not going to be distracted. I will keep my focus to make sure that not only are these brought to justice, I'm not anybody I've been associating will be brought to justice. I will keep my focus to make sure that not only are these brought to justice, but anybody who's been associated will be brought to justice.
In 100
years ahead, life will return once again.
Even grief recedes with time. Even grief recedes with time.
And our resolve must not pass. Each of us will must not happen that day. Each of us will remember what happened that day.
Remember the moment the news came.
I have a message for our military.
Or story of rescue.
Be ready.
I have a message for our military.
I've called the armed forces to alert.
And there is a reason.
The hour is coming when America will act.
The hour is coming when America will act. And we will make us proud.
I can't take it. That is why we try to keep those in power. And if the good of heaven laws affect those of our mothers,
Apollo 11, this is Houston at 1 minute. Trajectory and guidance look good, and the stage is good. Over.
20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
That's not 12, what it sounded 11, like last 10, time.
9. Ignition sequence time.
I wanted to hear the same thing. Why didn't I get to hear the same thing? Ken's Last and Radio Extravaganza will next air on Co-op Radio 91.7 FM this coming Tuesday, October 7th, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Austin time, as well as the following Tuesday, October 14th, at the same time, 6:30 to 7. Next week, Wednesday night, 33,000 at Sandra Beckmeyer will return with guest Puerto Rican folk singer songwriter Lourdes Perez. Ken's Last and Radio Extravaganza.
Drifting to a close.
It's drifting to a close. And the webpage that you can find out information is at counterfolk.com/lastever. You can find out a schedule. You can find out... Anyway, you can listen to the shows that already happened, because that's what you wanted to hear anyway, isn't it? You didn't want to hear this. You didn't want to hear something that's happening right now. And that's what the web is for. It's for things from the before. Counterfolk.com/lastever.
Set your clocks.
You can send email to me and say, what? What? The email address is ken@counterfolk.com. Tune in next week, Tuesday night, 6:37, and the following week, Tuesday night, 6:37.
To the webpage called counterfolk.com/lastever. And I'm going to listen to last night's show. I am going to listen
to the show from 5 years ago. I'm going to listen to
Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Oh yeah, KOOP Austin now concludes this broadcast today. Co-op is a cooperatively run community radio for Austin, Texas. It's licensed to the Board of Directors of the Educational Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated by the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op does business as Austin Co-op Radio and broadcasts 91.7 megahertz with an effective radio power of 3,000 watts. Co-op is a non-commercial educational station and depends heavily on listener contributions and business underwriting. A member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Co-op broadcasts 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the Board of Directors, staff, members, or underwriters. Our offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM for KBRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station.
So it's my inclination to go
talking about Gary
to the webpage called counterfolk.com/lastever. And I'm going to listen to last night's show. I am going to listen to the show from 5 years ago. I'm going to listen to
next year's programming on KOOP Austin.